science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of ThinkWorks, the place where we like to do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. Now, I want to pick up in this episode on something that happened to me last week. I was listening to a Dean Graziosi podcast, and he started to tell the story of a business consultant during the time of the Deep Depression and the businesses that he worked with and saved when everyone else was, you know, literally jumping out of windows. And what he did with each of the chief executives or the owners of these businesses, he told them each night to pick their top six things that they needed to do the following day, just to do it literally on a daily basis. The night before, top six things, and go and do them first each morning, and then obviously pick up other tasks once those six have been done. And it reminded me of something that I created many years ago to help people who have got overwhelmed when it comes to managing their priorities or their time. And I called it the top six pick and mix. And that idea was basically the same thing. Pick the top six things that you need to do the most and do them first. And I hadn't heard of this other thing. I thought I'd been brilliant and invented it all by myself. But it turns out it was very similar to what someone else had already created. But it got me thinking, because as soon as I realized that and I remembered about my top six pick and mix technique, I also, in the back of my mind, something triggered about in science, the number six has got significance as well. As I started to research it and looking to find out why six was significant in scientific terms, I stumbled across the fact that the number six actually is everywhere, and it is usually with significance attached to it. So this week, in case you haven't already worked out, we're going to discuss the magic that is the number six, because whether it's in history or science or psychology or spirituality or indeed productivity, the number six keeps popping up and it's got surprisingly profound implications. So grab a cup of tea or coffee, or if you're listening to this in on an evening, a glass of wine, sit back and let's explore a little bit more this magic of the number six. Now, first of all, I want to talk about the historical and mythological significance of six. Did you know, for example, that the Greek philosopher Pythagoras considered six to be the first perfect number? In his time, a perfect number was one where the sum of its divisors add up to the number itself. So, for example, six can be divided by 1, 2, and 3. But 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 6. And historically, that made six a symbol of harmony and balance. And many religions, including Christianity, have the number six held in reverence as well. So according to the Bible, it took God 6 days to create the universe, resting on the seventh. But it's also more significant than that, because obviously on the sixth day, it's when God created mankind, because humans were created on that sixth day. Now in contrast, the number 666 is often cited as the number of the beast. I think that's in the book of Revelations. And it represents imperfection and evil. And this duality highlights, I think, how numbers can bear different meanings in different contexts. But it's not just in religion, history, and mythology. It's also in science. So let's talk about this fact that there are actually six fundamental constants that are crucial for the existence of our universe. And these constants include numbers like the gravitational constant, the speed of light, the Planck constant, amongst others. But here's the crucial thing. If any of those six numbers were even just slightly different, and I mean by points of decimals that are way beyond anything that you would consider to be reasonable, stars wouldn't form, and life as we know it wouldn't be able to exist. And it just that is just mind-blowing. Just think about that significance of these six numbers. And then you've got Avogadro's number, which is approximately 6.022 times 10 to the power of 23. It's another fundamental constant, it quantifies the number of atoms or molecules in a mole, which is a core concept in chemistry, and that also helps us understand chemical reactions and molecular composition. And in nature, we see hexagons, a six-sided shape, in beehives and snowflakes, for example. And the efficiency of that shape with bees, it allows them to store the maximum amount of honey in a hive that is possible to do, and snowflakes form in a hexagonal symmetry due to the molecular structure of water, without which life couldn't exist. Humans are mostly made up of water as well. So we've got all that kind of number six really starting to hit us slap in the face. Look, I'm an important number. Listen to what I'm saying. There are also psychological and cultural aspects of the number six to take into consideration as well. In psychology, the number six comes up in the rule of six, and that's a principle that's observed in cognitive processing. Our minds find it easier to recall information when it's grouped into chunks of around six. This is why we often remember phone numbers in smaller chunks, such as three-digit pairs. Culturally, the number six shows up as well in frequently in traditions and stories. Native American folklore, for instance, recognizes that there are six directions: north, south, east, west, up, sky, down, earth. And this holistic view of the world encompasses all realms of existence, which is a great place to understand and to actually realize where you are in the world if you know you've got these six realms. There's also a spiritual significance of the number six. So the number six, it's significant across various spiritual traditions. In numerology, for example, six is considered the number of responsibility and service. It represents nurturing, care, humanitarian efforts, and it's often referred to as the mother number, i.e. it signifies love and family. In Kabbalistic teachings, the tree of life has six spheres, and these connect to a central Sephiroth and Tiferet. I think I pronounced those right. If I haven't, I'm sure one of you will tell me in the forum. And this represents harmony and beauty, and these six spheres essential in balancing divine energies. Just think about this. This is number six just popping up over and over again. Buddhism recognizes six realms of existence: gods, demigods, humans, animals, hungry ghosts, and hell beings. And these realms form the cycle of samsara, the cycle of life, death, and rebirth. And I just find this whole concept of there absolutely fascinating. I think that in particular is going to be the subject of a future episode of ThinkWorks on its own. This whole six realms of existence. I'm going to love doing that one. I hope you guys are going to join me for that as well. So we've discussed how it's a number six is important then in psychological and cultural aspects, in science, in religion, in spirituality. It's all there popping up left, right and centre. But it also can be used in a more mundane way. It also breaks down quite nicely into business techniques to help people become more productive, or individuals to become productive in any aspect of life, not just business. So I talked about my idea of the top six pick and mix. It's a method to keep you focused and productive. But I also have a caveat with that, because sometimes you can be feeling low energy. You might have had a good night out the night before, or you might have had a tiring night for whatever reason, and you're going to work and you're not feeling it. You just haven't got that momentum or that enthusiasm. So the pick and mix element comes in by saying, okay, well, make the first two or three tasks something that are very easy to do, so that you can do those first, gives you some momentum, and then you can tackle the next three or four larger items, more important tasks, in a state of I'm already moving forward, I'm already making progress. And that mentally is a big boost to when you tackle any kind of task. Now, I'm not saying do that every day. Some days just do it as a way to get you going. But the other days, make sure you do the top six most important items first. Another technique that some consultants recommend is the idea of the 6-hour work cycles, and that's organizing your workday into 2 6-hour blocks with a substantial break in between. And this helps maintain high energy levels and productivity. Why 6 hours work like that, we don't know. but these two blocks seem to maximize productivity. When you're working on a large project, for example, and you need to put those hours in, it's best to do it in this way. You've got the rule of six in planning. This is another idea where you limit your long-term project planning to six-month increments, because for some reason, 6 months is a time frame that's long enough for us to achieve significant progress, but short enough to enable us to maintain a focus. It's not broken into too many parts, and it's not one big blump. So in between that, you know, it's like that saying, how do you eat an elephant? One chunk at a time. If you have too many chunks, that can be just as overwhelming as trying to eat the whole thing in one go. So it's just this whole idea of having these 6 month increments. I think that's a great idea. I might have to do that in some of my planning. I tend to plan yearly, break it down by quarter, break it down by month, break it down by week, and then each Sunday night I plan the following week on a day by day, you know, on that day by day basis. So I've got the week's planning by Sunday night, but they refer back to the monthly plan, the quarterly plan, and the year project plan. Another aspect is one that's favoured by life coaches in particular, but also some business consultants, and it's dividing your life into six balanced categories of tasks and goals. And those six categories are health, relationships, work, personal growth, finances, and fun. And that one's critical. You must always factor in having some fun, otherwise what's the rest of it for? This ensures that all facets of your life get attention. It's a great idea, and it's one I think I've got mine broken down into more or less those same categories when I do my planning. You got the 6 minute rule. Now this is a great one. So if you have procrastination, which is something that strikes everyone, and I'm very, very prone to just suddenly deciding this task is really hard, but my destiny is tidying up, I'm going to do that instead. So when procrastination strikes, commit to working on a task for just 6 minutes. And often this small action is enough to get you started and engaged. It might not be the first time. So you do 6 minutes on that task. You then take a break, go and get a coffee, or just go and do something else like tidy your desk. But then come back to it and do another 6 minutes and another 6 minutes until you start to get that momentum built up and you just get into the flow of what you're doing. We've talked about the spiritual and the religious and the scientific and even the mundane ways that the number six appears. But there's some other little fun facts, shall we say. So from mathematical properties to everyday observations, it is a ubiquitous number. The Star of David, for example, a common symbol in Judaism, is a six-pointed star. And this represents the combination of the physical and spiritual worlds. Snowflakes, as we've mentioned, are known for their great beauty, but they naturally form into these shapes, hexagonal shapes, due to the molecular structure of water. And even the human body reflects the number six, with the famous six-pack abs that everyone dreams of, including myself, but I think those days, unfortunately, are long gone. Anyway, in Islamic tradition, there are six articles of faith, which act as the foundation of a Muslim's belief systems. They are the belief in Allah, angels, holy books, prophets, the day of judgment, and the divine decree. Again, this number six just appearing everywhere is absolutely fascinating. So the number six is indeed magical, not just by coincidence, but by profound occurrences in our universe, our history, our daily lives. And by embracing its significance in productivity as well, we can create a more balanced and focused lifestyle. Now, if you come and join me in my forum, which is darreninform.com/ThinkWorks forum, if you go there, you'll find that there's a post for this episode of ThinkWorks. And you can give me your own anecdotes about the number six and your own techniques that involve the number six. And we'll have a discussion and back and forth about how it is significance. Or even if you want me to consider a different number and its significance, put that in there and we'll pick it up and see where we go with it in a future episode of ThinkWorks. Thank you for joining me. As I said, come and join me in the forum, which is Darren again, darreninform.com/ThinkWorks forum. And subscribe if this is your first time listening to ThinkWorks. Subscribe. We discuss all kinds of topics that just, you know, just things that hit me in the face, or just something I've read that sparks a little curiosity gene in me, shall we say. And hopefully you can join me for those. We will be revisiting some of these episodes, some of these short episodes in future episodes when I've done a little bit more research. And I'll be back next Monday with another episode. I've no idea where it's going to be because I only kind of decide in the week preceding it if anything just, you know, strikes me as an interesting topic to discuss. Take care, everyone. Stay curious, stay productive, keep exploring the wonders around you, and above all else, keep asking questions, because it's only through questions that we can actually move forward. I'll see you all soon.
Like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for @DarrenInform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.